Chapter 19, Crossing Beyond Illusion's Currents. O Krishna, those who continuously hear, chant, and repeat your transcendental activities, or take pleasure in others doing so, certainly see your lotus feet, which alone can stop the repetition of birth and death. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.8.36. The Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, cannot be seen by our present conditional vision. In order to see him, one has to change his present vision by developing a different condition of life, full of spontaneous love of Godhead. When Sri Krishna was personally present on the face of the globe, not everyone could see him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Materialists like Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, Kamsa, Jarasandha, and Shishupal were all highly qualified personalities by acquisition of material assets, but they were unable to appreciate the presence of the Lord. Therefore, even though the Lord may be present before our eyes, it is not possible to see him unless we have the necessary vision. This necessary qualification is developed by the process of devotional service only, beginning with hearing about the Lord from the right sources. The Bhagavad Gita is one of the popular literatures which are generally heard, chanted, repeated, etc., by the people in general. But in spite of such hearing, etc., sometimes it is experienced that the performer of such devotional service does not see the Lord face to face. The reason is that the first item, Shravanam, is very important. If hearing is from the right sources, it acts very quickly. Generally, people hear from unauthorized persons. Such unauthorized persons may be very learned by academic qualifications, but because they do not follow the principles of devotional service, hearing from them becomes a sheer waste of time. Sometimes the texts are interpreted fashionably to suit their own purposes. First, one should select a competent and bona fide speaker and then hear from him. Then the hearing process is perfect and complete, and the other process become automatically perfect in their own way. There are different transcendental activities of the Lord, and each and every one of them is competent to bestow the desired result, provided the hearing process is perfect. In the Bhagavatam, the activities of the Lord begin from his dealings with the Pandavas. There are many other pastimes of the Lord in connection with his dealings with the Asuras and others. And in the 10th canto, the sublime dealings with his conjugal associates, the gopis, as well as with his married wives at Dwarka, are mentioned. Since the Lord is absolute, there is no difference in the transcendental nature of each and every dealing of the Lord. But sometimes, people, in an unauthorized hearing process, take more interest in hearing about his dealings with the gopis. Such an inclination indicates the lusty feelings of the hearer, so a bona fide speaker of the dealings of the Lord never indulges in such hearings. One must hear about the Lord from the very beginning, as in the Srimad Bhagavatam or any other scripture, and that will help the hearer attain perfection by progressive development. One should not, therefore, consider that his dealings with the Pandavas are less important than his dealings with the gopis. We must always remember that the Lord is always transcendental to all mundane attachment. In all the above-mentioned dealings of the Lord, he is the hero in all circumstances, and hearing about him or about his devotees or combatants is conducive to spiritual life. It is said that the Vedas and Puranas, etc., are all made to revive our lost relation with him. Hearing all these scriptures is essential. In the previous verses, Kunti Devi has explained that those who have come to this material world are working very hard, like asses, and have such a hard burden they cannot bear it, because their lusty desires have created heavy work that puts them always in trouble. Krishna comes to introduce the system by which they can get relief from this continuously troublesome life. Religion consists of the laws of God. People who do not know this think that religion means faith. But although you may have faith in something, and I may have faith in something, and although I may believe you, and you may believe or may not believe me, that is not religion. There is even a supposedly religious mission that says, you can manufacture your own way. Yetamut tutaput. Whatever you think is right. That is right. This is their philosophy. But that is not science. Suppose I'm a madman. Is whatever I think all right? How could this be? 2 + 2 = 4 is science. If I believe 2 + 2 = 5 or 3, does it become true? No. So there are laws of God, and when there is dharmasyaglani, deviation from these laws, we suffer. Just as we might suffer from violating the laws of the state, so as soon as we violate the laws of God, we are subjected to so many tribulations. Now, how are we to get free from these tribulations? Krishna comes to free us from them by giving us bhakti yoga. Krishna recommends, do this, and if we do it, we shall get relief. Prahlad Maharaj mentions that this bhakti yoga consists of 9 forms. Quote, hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia, and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming his servant, considering the Lord one's best friend, and surrendering everything to him, in other words, serving him with body, mind, and words, these 9 processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these 9 methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.23 and 24. Hearing means hearing about someone's activities, form, qualities, entourage, and so on. If I want to hear about someone, he must have some activities. We hear about history. And what is history? It is but the record of the activities of different persons in different ages. As soon as there is a question of hearing, we must ask what subject matter we should hear about. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. We should hear about the activities of Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna, not about the news in the newspaper. Brahma Jignasa. We should inquire and hear about Brahman, the Supreme. These are the statements of the Vedas. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we also hear and chant, but what is the subject matter? The subject matter is Krishna. We are not hearing about market reports and the price of this share and that share. No, we are hearing about Krishna. And when there is hearing, there must also be speaking or chanting. So we speak and chant about Krishna. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. And as soon as one becomes expert in hearing and chanting, the next stage is smaranam, thinking or meditation. Whatever we speak or hear, we shall later contemplate and meditate upon. First, one must begin with shravanam, hearing. Otherwise, how can there be meditation? If one does not know the subject matter of meditation, where is the question of meditation? Therefore, there must be hearing and chanting about Lord Vishnu. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Actual meditation in yoga aims at seeing the four-armed Vishnu Murti, which is the form of the Lord within the heart. That is real meditation. Now, rascals have manufactured other methods they call meditation, but they are not actually meditation. The senses are very restless, going this way and that way with the mind. But by the Ashtanga yoga system, which regulates one's sitting posture, one's breath, and so on, one can control the senses and concentrate the mind on the form of Vishnu. This concentration is called samadhi, and it is the real goal of yoga. Thus, the Ashtanga yoga system aims at coming to the point of smaranam, or remembering the Supreme Lord. The next process of devotional service is archanam, worship of the deity, the form of Krishna in the temple. It is not that one should worship Krishna once a week or once a month. Rather, one should worship Krishna 24 hours a day, nitya. The deity should have a new dress every day twice or four times a day, as many times as possible. This is called Sringa, or Sringara. Krishna is the most opulent enjoyer, and we should supply him things by which he can enjoy. For instance, if someone gives me new clothing, I say, oh, this new clothing is very nice, and this is my enjoyment. Similarly, we should try to satisfy Krishna every day with gorgeous clothing. The dress for the deity should be first class, and the food offered to him should be first class, and the place where he is situated in the temple must be first class, and even more than first class. Furthermore, the temple should always be as clean as glass. Everyone remarks that the temples of the Krishna consciousness movement are very clean, and they must be very clean. The more one cleanses the temple, the more one's heart becomes cleansed. This is the process of devotional service. The more we dress Krishna, the more satisfied we become. At the present moment, we're accustomed to seeing and appreciating our own clothing. We think, what costly clothing I have, and in this way I become satisfied. But when we dress Krishna, we shall feel spiritual satisfaction. It is the duty of the spiritual master to engage his disciples always in worshiping the deity in this way. And it is to such a guru or spiritual master that we offer our obeisances. By the word Shrinvanti, Kunti Devi indicates that our first concern should be to hear about Krishna. One must be eager to hear. Why do we pay a college fee and go to college? To hear. By sitting down and hearing from a learned professor, we get knowledge. Therefore, a devotee always engages in hearing about Krishna. For those who are cultivating Krishna consciousness, the first business is hearing. And if one has actually heard about Krishna, the next engagement in bhakti yoga will be to chant, Gayanti. The preachers of the Krishna consciousness movement go from town to town, village to village. Why? What is their purpose? To preach, to chant, so that people may get the opportunity to hear this philosophy and take it seriously. Grinanti. The word Abhikshnasa indicates that these engagements should go on continuously, 24 hours a day, without stopping. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore recommends Kirtaniya Sadahari. One should engage in chanting 24 hours a day. That is the business of Krishna consciousness. One may perform all the methods of devotional service or may accept only one. Simply hearing is enough. Maharaj Prickett did not do anything but sit down before Shukadev Goswami and hear for the last 7 days of his life. If one simply hears without doing anything else, if one simply sits down in the temple, and whenever there is talk of Bhagavad Gita, one goes on hearing, that will be enough. Even if you do not understand, please hear. The vibration, the mantra, will help you. Grammatical or scholarly understanding is not very important. One may not know Sanskrit grammar, but bhakti is apratiyata, unimpeditable. Nothing can check the progress of bhakti. Therefore, one should simply adopt this process of hearing, as recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the renounced order of life, he was criticized by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who had been a scholar friend of Nilambar Chakravarti, the father-in-law of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's father, Jagannath Mishra. By this relationship, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was on the level of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grandfather. Thus he said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "You are a boy of only 24 years old, and now you've taken sannyas. Sannyas is very difficult to keep, because for a young man in the world, it has many attractions, so you should hear Vedanta Sutra." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya belonged to the Mayavad school, and this indicates that hearing is important even among the Mayavadis, who stress the importance of hearing Vedanta Sutra. The Vaishnavas, or the devotees of Krishna, also hear Vedanta Sutra, but not from the Mayavadis, who falsely interpret it and spoil the process of hearing. The Vaishnavas actually hear Vedanta Sutra because they do not interpret it. When Krishna says, "I am the Supreme," the Vaishnavas accept it, and that is the proper way of hearing. If one speculatively interprets the Vedanta Sutra or Bhagavad Gita saying the word Krishna means this and Kurukshetra means that, One is simply wasting one's time. One should hear this literature as it is. Thus, although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed to hear Vedanta from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he simply went on hearing it for many days, but he did not ask any questions. Finally, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said to him, "My dear boy, you are hearing, but you do not ask any questions. Why is this? Is it that you can't understand? What is the reason you are silent?" Chaitanya Mahaprabhu answered, "Yes, I understand. But I am silent because you are explaining the Vedanta Sutra in a speculative way. Therefore, I am simply listening to the verses of Vedanta Sutra, but not actually listening to you." Thus, he indirectly said, "You are explaining the meaning foolishly." Later, he said, "The verses of Vedanta Sutra are just like the sunshine, but your explanations are like clouds that cover them. No one needs a lamp to see the sun. Everyone can see it. But if the sun is covered by a cloud, it's very difficult to see. Similarly, the Vedanta Sutra is just like the sun, but the Mayavada interpretations cover the real meaning. The Mayavadis never accept the direct meaning. Even big political leaders who are influenced by Mayavada philosophy cover the meaning of Vedic literature by speculating. Kurukshetra means this, and Dharmakshetra means that. Our policy, therefore, should be to hear the original as it is. Then it will be effective. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Vishnu should be heard as he is. Then one can meditate upon Vishnu and remember him. Smaranti. In this way, one becomes jubilant. Nandanti. The word nandana means pleasing, and one comes in touch with the reservoir of pleasure in this way. Therefore, those who are cultivating Krishna consciousness have to hear about Krishna, speak about Krishna, and deal only in relationship with Krishna. By this process, Kunti Devi tells the Lord, one will one day come to see you, and when one sees God, what is the effect? Bhava pravaho paramam. The word pravaha means current. When there are very forceful currents in the river and some animal is thrown in, it will be washed away. Similarly, we are being washed away by the currents of material nature, which come one after another like big waves in the Pacific Ocean. Because we are under the grip of the three modes of material nature, we are being washed away. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Mayara vase yachibashe. You are being washed away, carried away by the currents of material nature. These are the currents of hunger and thirst, of birth, death, and old age, the currents of illusion. We are spirit souls, but because we have been put into the material ocean, the currents are carrying us away. However, if we engage 24 hours a day in hearing, chanting, and seriously serving Krishna, the current will stop. Where will the current stop? Kunti Devi says to the Lord, Padam Bhujam, it will stop at your lotus feet. One has to learn to see Krishna's lotus feet and offer a little tulsi and sandalwood pulp at the lotus feet of the Lord. And then this current of material life will stop. There may be currents in the ocean, but if one gets a good boat, one can cross over these currents very nicely. As mentioned in another verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, a lotus petal is something like a small boat, and therefore this verse says that if one takes shelter of the petal boat of the lotus feet of Krishna, the great ocean of birth and death becomes as insignificant as the water contained in the hoof print of a calf. In India, during the rainy season, the roads become muddy. And when the cows and calves walk, they create holes in which the water collects. But of course, one can easily jump over a dozen of such puddles at any time. Similarly, although for others the world of birth and death is like a great ocean, for a devotee it is like such a puddle, and he can jump over it very easily. In this way, the devotee attains parampadam, the supreme abode. Then what about this material world? Padam padam yadvipadam. This place is not for devotees, but for people who are suffering. Therefore, Kunti Devi suggests, this Krishna consciousness is the medicine for your suffering. Take it and be happy.